soon start tasting, talking about I'm mad at you. And my older vibes say my older vibes over her. She ain't even stunning her, she can't even compare to her. Yeah, I've been at the big Detroit, we know for extra stupid. Yesterday went 4x4, today I'm feeling cool. I put diamonds on my neck and wrist and even on my tooth. Got a penthouse at the top, the yellow collar on the roof. Told her, bro, I'm taking ski masks off, he might just have it. I ain't with these rapper low key.
Welcome to Life Talk to the Wellness Show, that is designed to motivate you, to inspire you, and to give you strategies to help you live in the 21st century. And not just live, but we want to be successful. And I'm your host, Eric Wortham, behavior specialist, educator, speaker, author, and disabled naval veteran. And today I want to talk with you briefly. And this is for anybody, really. I want to talk about five ways to improve your brain's condition, because as you age and as young people, we take for granted, you know, that we can do anything and kind of like not suffer the consequences. But when we get older, we do suffer the consequences, those bad habits begin to catch up with us. And so today I just want to talk about five ways to improve your brain's condition, based on Jonathan Mendez, you know, a great psychologist he's studied the brain for years. And these are some of the things that he say, because the brain is very important. It is the central station for us. That's where we think, that's where we get our movements, everything that we do, man. The brain is the computer of the body. That's the way God made it. And so things that we do can damage the brain and do damage the brain. And so we want to talk about some of the things that we can do to stay healthy, because if our brain is healthy, then there's a good chance that we are going to be healthy at all. So let's start by talking about some of these things that help the brain. Again, the brain has to do with everything. It helps us to, it controls our sight. It basically controls everything that we do, man. Thinking, and that's why sometimes, you know, we have a problem with decision making, is because it's a part of our brain that actually is involved in the decision making we do. So the first thing that we want to do is we want to make sure that we exercise, you know. And I the importance of exercise, man, is just, you know, you can't minimize it anymore, man. It has shown that when you exercise, you stay healthy, your brain stays fit. And, you know, exercise has really helped me. Some months ago, my doctor, you know, he basically could have diagnosed me with diabetes. Kidney. You know, I had my kidneys production is a little bit lower than it should. Blood pressure was up there, and he said, "Now I know you, Eric, so I'm gonna give you 6 months to get it down." And really within 2-3 months, all of my numbers are normal now. And the main thing is because of exercise. Now I make sure that I get out and walk. I make sure that I don't do a whole lot of weights anymore, because, you know, for me, I can get really, really big and muscular. You know, I guess my genes help me in that way, because I don't have to do much as far as lifting weight. So I do resistance, which is, you know, just as good, but it, you don't necessarily build muscle, but you maintain, you know. And so that's what I am doing. I am maintaining. I'm doing a lot of push-ups, sit-ups, things like that, using your own body weight, and they seem to be less painful, you know, at this age, to do those things. And it's really, really helping. So the first thing that we got to do is we have to exercise. You know, they say 3 to 4 times a week. I think, you know, 5 days a week, you know, get out and do 20 minutes of something. Walking, 20 minutes of doing some exercise. Okay, that's important. The next thing is to get sleep. You know, and I've been guilty of this too. Sometimes when you're trying to build legacies, you know, sleep suffers, you know. And the thing is, sleep is so important, because when your body get the proper amount of rest, it benefits your brain, you know, and it improves the function of the brain. And it helps you to remember better, you know, because, you know, as you get older, you know, you start to forget things. And so getting enough sleep aids in helping you to be able to remember things, okay? The third thing is making sure that we eat a good diet. Eat a good diet. Now, you know, at one time, you know, I was focused on calories and all of these things, but because my doctor said that I, you know, was basically in that pre-diabetic stage, really, really right there. I just basically took out the sugar, and I make sure that I only eat, you know, what I need. A lot of times we overeat. We eat way more than we need. And so I make sure my portions are smaller. And, you know, I make sure that I'm no sugar, low sugar. And it's been pretty good. It really has been. I mean, you know, if you do something consistently for 3 weeks, it's going to be easier to maintain it. It really is. You know, but you do have to stay disciplined, though, because there are times when you want to break from it. And you do cheat sometimes, but you have a habit of consistently doing things. So, you know, my diet now, which consists of no sugar or low sugar. Everything is no sugar or low sugar. And believe it or not, my grandkids don't even realize that, but they drink everything. They kill my juice. They kill it. Every time I buy juice, man, they drink it all. And it's no sugar, and they don't even realize. So it's, you know, just having a good diet, whichever one you choose, low calories, low sugar, however you get to where you need to, make sure that you're not eating way more than you need to, man. I mean, instead of 5 pieces of chicken, get 2. That's the bottom line. That the way that we can change our eating habits is we have to eat less. Bottom line, that's the most important thing. You gotta eat less. Okay, so we gotta change the eating habits. And Doc Mendez say that you stay away from the refined sugars. Make sure you're drinking water. That's important. Make sure you're drinking water. And you do, you know, juice is water, but it does, you know, when you're drinking those sugary juices, it's going to have to add its sugar that you don't need, because your body it's going to get the water, but you don't want those things you don't need. So stay hydrated. Omega-3 acids, you know, and you get those things from fish. And you can take a supplement too, even though Dr. Mendez don't like the supplement. He likes to get them from your diet, but I do take them, you know, to make sure that if I don't eat it in my diet, I have it. And reduce your portions, like I said, reduce your portions. That's the main thing, man. We eat way too much. I found myself doing the same thing. Plan ahead, have healthy snacks instead of resorting to junk food. The thing that almost killed me was ice honey buns. I was killing them every day. I ate way too many, and I knew I was eating too many. And that's what caused my sugar. I never had a problem with sugar until I started eating those honey buns like crazy. So, you know, now for my snacks, I eat pecans, whatever you want to call it. Tomato, tomato, it doesn't matter. But I ate a lot of pecans. I ate a lot of fruit now. A lot of fruit. You know, apples and oranges, man. Those are my favorite Now, so you do things like that. And then the fourth thing is you learn, discover, and find purpose. That's being your best self, working on being the best person that you can be. I always say that. That's the key to a lot of things, man. Working and learning to be the best person that you can be, because you have gifts. You do. I don't care who you are. You have some abilities that everybody else don't have. And you have to discover those things. You have to learn, and you have to find purpose. And why are you here? You know, a lot of us just go through the motions, man. But there's a reason that we're here. And I think it's to benefit others. And so everything that I do is centered around benefiting and helping others, just like I'm doing now. You know, I just want to help people, learning to create neutral pathways that's why, you know, because you learn to create those neutral neural pathways. So you're creating, when you're learning, you're creating new connections in your brain. And we've seen that research. I've talked about it several times with Dr. Carol Dweck and her mindset program. You know, they studied animals and they found out that the more you try, the more you learn, the more you study and put forth effort, the more connections you get in your brain. You know, and that leads to intelligence. It really does. It really does. So, and they found out that animals that didn't learn, they just ate basically and slept, they had very few connections in their brain. So it helps you to develop those neural pathways and create more connections in your brain. And it says these new pathways resulting from education and new experiences serve as a backup system in the brain. So we want to continue to try to be our best self. Find your gift. Develop that gift. Focus on that gift. Stop doing things that you don't love, that you're not passionate about. I had to learn that myself some years ago, man. You know, you're just going to keep getting frustrated. You have to find your passion. Finding purpose in your life can also be beneficial, especially if it involves contact with people of different generation or persons or personal learning or challenges. That's the bottom line. Finding purpose in your life. Research suggests that people with a sense of purpose have a reduced risk of suffering from the effects of dementia. Probably because it motivates them to take better care of themselves. So you have to have a purpose, learn, discover. That's what God wanted us to do, man. That's why he wanted us to do all of those things, because when we do our part in his system, we actually are helping each other. We're actually benefiting each other. And we don't do that enough, you know, because pride, money, sin gets in the way and prevent us from using our gifts to really benefit other people. Some people don't even, you know, pursue their gifts, you know, so they just end up not getting anywhere close to their full potential. So we don't want to do that. And then the last thing is personal relationship. Having those close relationships with others is a key factor in healthy and happy lifestyle, and it may help you live longer as well. So us introverts, people like myself, I am definitely introverted, but I had to learn how to deal with people, man, because you can't make it without people, man. And especially with the gift that I have to be able to speak to people, teach people. And so when I am not working in my gift, I'm not doing my part in the system that God has created for us. And then now there's Dr. Gupta. You see him a lot on CNN because he's their go-to doctor. But he proposes that combining socializing with activities designed to get you moving and learning, this can be through, you can volunteer, you can take a walk in a class with a friend or join a team sport. But these things help us to live longer. It really does. Loneliness seems to be a factor in developing Alzheimer's disease. That's what they say. Loneliness tends to be one of those factors because, you know, as an introvert, we want to, being around a lot of people drains us. So we have to refuel. We get our energy from being to ourselves. So we have to learn how to balance that. And that's why, again, my new book, Don't Let Your Highs Be Too High, Your Lows Be Too Low. That's why it's so, such an awesome book, because it's talking about how to be balanced, because that's where we want. That's where we want to be. So, you know, having personal relationships, and some of us can't keep relationships because we're so explosive. You know, we're so aggressive, and it's hard to keep relationships. And if you're that way, you need to do the things that it takes to change. And if you have things, you can reach out to me, Wortham, Wortham, 68 at gmail.com. Send your questions to me, and I will gladly show you how to get over that explosive and aggressive mentality, because it hurts us. It really does. And it takes work. It takes work. But you can actually do a good job of overcoming that. And so that's what I want to do for you, is I want to help you to overcome that explosive mentality. Okay. And, you know, that's all I have today, is quick, you know, five things that we can do to improve our brain's condition, because it is the most important thing that we can do. It controls everything. Exercise more, get sleep, good sleep, good night sleep, good diet, change your diet, learn, discover, and find your purpose in life, and then make sure that you have good quality personal relationships where people add to you. Like Vito has a song, so I just want to add to you. Those are the kind of people you want, people that add to you, not people that take away from you. You want to have relationships with people that add to you, you know, and help you to be the best person that you can be. I'm Eric Wortham. Remember, be all you can be by doing all you can do. Thank you.
I'm back on, I invested in myself, that mean I'm black on. I did this on my bitch, and that's my backbone. Feel a brownie gone again, he just ain't back home. Make my money, match my outfit, I got racks on. Had to cut off all the leashes, tryna latch on. Watch my man run up to one, hold on, some track phone. Let my dogs out a little bit, I'm a rap on. We put this inside our business, call them trap on. If you ever disrespect it, you get strapped on. I didn't really run my check up off a rap song.